This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. First couple hours we spent most of the show, I mean, we took a couple calls that weren't on that topic, but mostly talking about the horrifying slaughter of innocent people in New Zealand today. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
And if you don't want to get on the radio with us and you'd rather be uncensored on our Twitch feed later on, we'll stick around for She-Male versus Nazi. It's coming up a little bit later on tonight. And I did talk about it at the end of the last hour. I won't recap everything, but I do want to add that if the feed gets pulled down from Twitch, it will continue not only to be recorded on video on our end, so video will exist, but also it's going to be simulcast live on LRN.fm on the audio feed. So it will not be a Twitch-only presentation. Our audio listeners will also be able to hear it on LRN. And basically, nobody's going to take down the LRN feed, so I'm not worried about that happening. So if it gets taken down on video, you can still listen over at LRN.fm tonight. Again, starting at just after 10 o'clock Eastern time. So you've got some disturbing news, Chris, coming out of the European Union. For those of you who care about privacy on the Internet through the system that is probably the most noteworthy, the most infamous, the Tor system. The Onion Router is what Tor stands for.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit more than that. They're looking to ban the dark web.
So the European Union wants to ban Tor.
Yeah, and I'm gonna read the title, and then I'm gonna get into the story a little bit. But it gets deeper than just the title, just to keep people aware.
Well, okay. Just for the uninitiated, what, you know, Ian just said Tor and dark web. What, if you don't mind, just give me a brief explanation. What is Tor?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so Tor is a program that basically makes you anonymous on the internet.
That's the claim. Yet yeah. They've managed to find some of these websites somehow over time.
Like right. Silk Road. Access.onion.
So Tor is not, as far as Tor onions are concerned, it's not 100%. Nobody's ever claimed it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weakest part of Tor. What it does, though, is protect, what it does well is protect the user.
So you're saying it's a much higher risk to run a website on Tor than to be a user for
them. Exactly, okay. And especially if you don't do a good job of it.
Hosting a website, yeah.
So if you do a very poor job of hosting an onion site, you're at a greater risk.
Yeah, because you could leak information out somehow, which has happened in some cases.
It's the same thing. I mean, potentially you could do the same thing as a user. If you go on when it was around, right? If you went on Silk Road and you gave a drug dealer your address on this onion site, and the onion site's compromised, well, the government's going to have your information, right? So it's kind of up to the user not to...
The early version of Silk Road, just a little bit of history.
Yeah.
The early version of Silk Road would allow that to happen, but the newer websites that are out there... because, again, Silk Road was 2011, so it's almost not quite a decade since that started,
right.
But it's been a good portion of a decade. Now they basically strongly encourage or require users to PGP encrypt their addresses.
Oh, nice.
So therefore, the only person who would then receive the address would be the seller of the drugs or whatever the other product was. And if the government got their hands on the database, they would just have a bunch of encrypted data.
Sure. So certainly there's better ways to do it. The point that I'm making is it's sort of up to the user. If you're going to reveal yourself on Tor, Tor is not going to protect you. And it's kind of the same way if you're hosting an onion site. Now, there's still a greater there's still a greater risk if you're hosting an Onion site, but it's not going to be. And mostly, a lot of that risk is in compromising the server, right? It's not necessarily even in compromising you, unless maybe you're hosting the server yourself. But that also, to some degree, adds additional security too, if you are actually hosting the server yourself, because if you're hosting on like a VPS, for example, virtual private server, as opposed to real hardware, there are more potential avenues for attack. Anyway.
But the idea, as I understand it, Vincent, is the onion is the reason they use the term onion is because there's layers to an onion, and so there's different layers that the data essentially passes through when you're connecting to one of these sites. You're not connecting directly to that site. It's being obscured through this onion network.
Yeah, basically, the entry node does not know, and the middle nodes do not know what the website is that you're going to, whether it's an onion site or not an onion site. And the exit node does if you're exiting from the Tor network, but they don't know who made the initial requests because of those onion layers, basically. So it's much more privacy friendly than, say, a VPN is.
Right.
Which a VPN will know what you're, at least if somebody's looking, they're going to know what websites you're accessing.
They could, in theory, log, and you don't know. You have to trust them when they say they don't log.
Or the FBI can come in and say, hey, we know some user on your VPN is accessing something that we don't like, and make them log. And then all of a sudden, the next time they go to access it, all of a sudden, you're de-anonymized. So,
and you can combine the two technologies together. You can connect to a VPN and then use Tor, which is kind of an extra layer of
protection.
It is. Because your internet company, you know, if you're connected through Comcast or something like that, they can know you're on Tor, but they don't know what's going on over Tor.
Right, and there's also something called bridges, which would also help you to prevent your ISP from knowing that you're connecting to Tor. But it is, there also adds potential risk there, too, to some degree. But anyway, you're going to ultimately, if you think that just running a VPN on a top of Tor is enough, you're probably mistaken in thinking that's going to add much protection. You really need to separate the Tor, the computer, from the VPN server, the VPN software itself. So don't run them on the same machine, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So don't run the VPN software on the same machine you're running Tor on, because if you do that and the machine is compromised, the VPN doesn't work.
I see what you're saying.
If you run the VPN software on a router, for example, the Tor software, even if that machine is compromised, assuming that there's no Wi-Fi card in it and something or other device that will allow them to identify the location, and there's nothing on that system like identifying your address, et cetera, you will have additional protection. So, let's get into the story a little bit. The European, this the title of the story is European. This is from where is this from? This is from the Deep Dot Web. European Police Congress deliberates on making the darknet inaccessible to its states. So this is talking about the European Union. The European Union recently held discussions through the European Police Congress regarding security matters, migration, and integration. The conference began on February 19th in Berlin, with the first focus being on eliminating criminal activities facilitated online by the darknet.
This is I just want to say, like, you know, it was about migration, integration, you know, you have in, like, the UK, Rotterdam, and all these places, like, all these rape gangs and grooming gangs, and the thing we're talking about is the dark web and internet stuff.
Yeah, right?
Sick farce.
Well, it's a lot easier to go after computer geeks than it is real criminal gangs, right?
Well, especially when you have politicians and the media covering up for them. Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, so, basically, this is a huge event. Compromises around 1,500 specialists from over 20 states, police representatives, border police, secret service, industry managers, parliament, and other government officials. It was arranged by the main public authority newspaper in Germany in conjunction with other European officials. So this is during the 22nd Congress meeting, it was agreed that the dark web activities should be banned in member states of the European Union. This action, they say, will help prevent online-related criminal offenses, which have been rising alarmingly since the advent of the dark web.
Well, most of the a lot of the activities on the dark web are already banned, meaning buying drugs or selling drugs is illegal in all of these nations.
Yeah.
So, but are they specifically saying that the running of a Tor exit node, for instance, or running Tor nodes,
they're saying it facilitates criminal activities?
Banned?
Yes.
Is that what they're talking about?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. These include it's pretty crazy because it's also used by the police to track down people anonymously that are actually committing crimes as well. So it's used by all sorts of different groups, including victims of like rape and so on.
You mean Tor is?
Yeah, Tor is. So
there's like positive uses for Tor that never get focused on.
Right, and they're going to attack basically all of the illegal uses.
There's more on the way here. We can continue with the story in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome on banning Tor or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, talking about a potential crackdown against Tor, the Onion Router, the Internet's most renowned system for anonymity online. Apparently, the European Union may be targeting Tor, and Chris has that story. We're going to continue with it here in moments. Also on the way, the Russian trolls who apparently targeted the Venezuelan proclaimed leader, Juan Guaido, and we can get into all that coming up here. Vincent has that story. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, big thanks going to Richard Freeman, who is a silver amplifier. Amp stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live with credit card, PayPal, or Bitcoin BTC, and then we will invest that into helping Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country. We've got 194 great radio stations, both AM and FM, that air this show throughout the week at various different times. And we can have, you know, 200, 300. It's possible to have more than that. It's just it takes money, it takes time, it takes effort. And the AMP program is designed to help us accomplish that sooner rather than later. So do like Richard Freeman has done, please, and join the AMP program over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some cool perks like access to supporters-only chat rooms on our Discord server. There's still the AMP-only Facebook group for people that are still on Facebook, and other benefits and perks over at amp.freetalklive.com. amp.freetalklive.com. Story coming out of Europe. What's the source on this again?
Deep dot web, I believe.
They're a good source for darknet related news and such.
Yeah, I've actually looked through some of their pages here not that long ago, mm-hmm. and I have to say it's disturbingly there's a disturbing amount of information about the dark web.
Yeah. Well, people are very interested in things that they're not allowed to access. Yeah. And as you were pointing out just a moment ago, if it's true that the European Union does decide to go after Tor, and they haven't made the decision yet, right? This is just a bill to propose that?
This is, story is leading up to a proposed bill, I guess. Mm-hmm. So this has been, you know, talked about for years, all over the world, really, in the United
States. About banning it, you mean?
Yeah.
It was created by the government in the first place.
About banning encryption putting in back doors. So this is kind of an extension of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it hasn't really gone anywhere. The police, in the United States, you know, they're arguing for it and so on. So this is sort
you
of.
You mean the police are arguing for back doors into encryption?
Right. Yeah. In the United States, it's been come up with the.
They've gone after Apple,
the shooter,
and Google.
And, yeah, Apple. And so we've covered stories on Free Talk Live sort of in the same context.
Right.
But never have they suggested banning Tor or the dark web, you know, before.
They're basically talking about, I mean, this would be unprecedented, first and foremost, to actually, because, yeah, they've made it illegal to share files online. They've made it illegal to, you know, sell drugs, obviously, in all these countries or whatever. So certain things you can do online are illegal, but they've never made a protocol illegal. They've never made, you know, a method to communicate illegal that I'm aware of. Has that ever happened?
They did restrict encryption technology in the 90s.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. And
in the U.S.?
In the U.S. And it's still technically restricted export of it to certain countries.
Was this before
like
PGP?
Iran.
Or after?
Whether or not it was, I mean, PGP's been around a long time. I don't recall exactly what time frame. I mean, it's the same time frame, but I don't mm-hmm. necessarily know which came first.
I'm just curious, what reason would they do that?
To ban, they considered it ammunition, and they banned it under that.
Ammunition?
Which is the same, okay, so this is the same government agency that went after Cody Wilson, because Cody Wilson's the guy who came up with a 3D-printed gun, right? And so he came up with plans for a 3D-printed gun, and the U.S. government said, you can't distribute that, because anybody who comes from other countries to download you distributing that file of how to make a gun is you are distributing a weapon, basically, and so therefore you're subject to this international, I think it's like the IAEA or something like that, some sort of international arms restrictions that basically says, yeah, you can have and sell and buy and, you know, own firearms in the United States, but you can't send them to Iran. You can't send them to North Korea. You can't. So they're basically we're applying that law to digital files.
Right. And it's the same argument is used against it, basically. It's a speech issue. And you have the
right. That's right.
As a U.S. citizen in the United States to say whatever you want.
And that's why Cody Wilson sued and said, yeah, freedom of speech. I can. A gun file is speech. It is words or ones and zeros in a file,
and this,
people should have it.
This is exactly what Tor was designed to protect, is speech.
Correct.
It's designed to protect activists, particularly ones overseas.
Right, so it could be
places
used
like
in Iran.
North Korea and China.
By dissidents.
Right, and, right, exactly, by dissidents.
Which is one of the reasons why the U.S. government supported it.
It's humorously being used by dissidents within the United States as well, I should point out.
Sure.
And so, and in Europe, obviously, the same thing happens. So, yeah, this is kind of why they, certain, especially the police, they want more power. They don't like it. They want to be able to say, well, we need this tool, but we're going to make it a crime to use it. Right?
Sorry, Clamoring's got it right. It wasn't IAEA. It's ITAR. That's what the acronym is, ITAR, which stands for shoot. I'm sorry.
Well, and in the meantime, I just want to say also, Chris, there's no dissidents in the U.S. They're called domestic terrorists.
That's true, right?
It stands for International Traffic in Arms Regulations. So that's what ITAR is.
Yeah, it's illegal to be anti-government, basically, in the United States.
Well, for one side, or for certain sides, right? It's illegal to be a communist and say all sorts of smash, you know, the system and stuff, and those people are fine.
Let's go to the phones here. We can continue on the story in just a moment, but Ralph is on the line in Albuquerque. Ralph,
hello.
You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
Ralph, you're on the air.
Oh, I would like to talk about pot.
You want to talk about
pot?
Okay, sure.
Marijuana. I like to have my culture very translucent.
You like to have your culture translucent? Is that what you said? Culture?
That's right.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, my culture is kind of, well, like,
you gotta spit it out, man.
Okay, you know, they're like,
okay. I can't let you keep doing this. Thanks for the call tonight. I can't let you take a half an hour to spit out a sentence. Sorry. I don't care how high you are.
Not that interesting radio, unfortunately.
Yeah. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you can't put a sentence together, you don't belong on the radio. I apologize. We'll take anybody. We will. And we'll take any topic here on Free Talk Live. And I understand it's nerve-wracking to call in to talk radio, but we got a show to do. So let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Yeah, hi, Ralph. Let me help you out a little bit. Next time Ralph calls, he didn't tell you, but Ralph has a traumatic brain injury. And he's all there. He's 100% in his thinking process, just like you and I, but it has damaged.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure that's absolutely. I know you were calling about something, so we'll let you come back with that here in a moment. Obviously, he knows him, probably has called other talk shows in the area, would be my guess, if he's heard this guy before. I'm sorry that he has a traumatic brain injury, but there's some people who don't belong calling talk radio. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't mean to be mean or whatever. Not trying to be. Just, you know, we got a show to do. And that means we need people to tune in, not tune out because they're bored or not entertained. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's first veto is to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
A dozen Republicans joined with Senate Democrats Thursday to back the joint resolution. New Zealand continues to mourn the deaths of 49 people and the injuries of dozens more after a gunman stormed two mosques in a terrorist attack. The Prime Minister says the shooter had a gun license. He used five guns, including two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns.
Rooted as a tree. Standing.
Millions of students from around the world took the day off from school to strike in an effort to raise awareness for the need to combat climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want, or just sit back and enjoy the show. It's up to you. 855-450, free like freedom. That's our toll-free number. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're available and open to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Chris.
We're going to get back into Chris's story about the potential crackdown coming in the European Union, where politicians and others are getting together to discuss a bill to potentially ban Tor, the onion router, the anonymity system, which does a lot of good things, but they're not focusing on the good things that Tor does. So, I mean, it's not a done deal yet, but we're going to get in, back into it. But let's go first to your calls and thoughts. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you need to know about the Free Talk Live video clips that are now available over at clips.freetalklive.com. That is where you can hit the subscribe button. It's a YouTube channel. We actually don't run the channel. It's run by Eric Prerock, who is an activist in the area. He's come out of retirement, and he's cranking out usually a video or two every single day that features some good moment of, or at least what, you know, he considers to be a good moment of Free Talk Live that makes it easy for you to share. So, if, you know, you don't want to share a whole two-hour-long podcast, you can easily share one of these shorter video clips on whatever social media you prefer. And speaking of social media, if you're following us on social media, specifically Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com, we're on the decentralized Mastodon platform over at toot.freetalklive.com. And there's also our Telegram channel at telegram.freetalklive.com. If you're following any one of those platforms, then you will get the notices when those videos go up. So you don't even have to subscribe to the channel to know what's there and know what you can share out from it. So check that out over at clips.freetalklive.com as we go back to David in New Mexico, listening online via TuneIn. David, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I was just giving an update on these two cases I got going. They're kind of both running simultaneously. The one where I called the public radio station and they called the cops on me because they don't want me to call their station, call into their program, and I called back anyway. But then simultaneously, the New Mexico courts are trying to get me arrested for calling court administrators and asking for information on my case, things that they're mandated by law to do and that concern my case, and so I have a right to get that information. And
they've told you they don't want to talk to you, stop calling?
Yeah, exactly. So I called again. Actually, the last thing that this Monica Rodriguez...
Can you back off your microphone a little bit? It sounds like you're swallowing your mic, and it's really hard to understand you.
Yeah, okay, so I doubled the distance. So anyway, this Monica Rodriguez, administrator at the Children's Court in Albuquerque, I called her today. She told me, don't call me for a week. So I waited 2 weeks, and I called her today, and she said she's not going to talk to me. She's only going to communicate with me by mail. Huh. And I live far enough out in the boonies. I only go into town and pick up my mail about once every 3 months.
Oh, wow.
So it's not a very efficient communication, and I think I have a right to call on the telephone. But what she did is she forwarded my case. They have labeled me an obstinate something or other. That's their official designation. They call people like myself an obstinate something or other.
Yeah, you're somebody who just doesn't take what they say and, you know, leave them alone. You believe you have a right to some information, and you're continuing to try to get it. And they're basically saying, yeah, we don't have any obligation to give you any information. We don't have an obligation to talk to you. Now, is that in court, that case? Is there a criminal or civil case there?
No, nothing's been filed. If I were to call her on each day and check on the status. Mm-hmm. If they've gotten me an attorney yet, I'm sure she would call the sheriff's department. But
right.
So far, I haven't pushed that. But today, what she said to me is that she has communicated with James Noel, N-O-E-L, who is the chief executive of the courts in Albuquerque, of the district court, and that this guy is going to be communicating with me in some form to tell me something in reference to why I can't call and get information. I looked at his bio in the New Mexico Court's Second Judicial District Court bio page for this James Noel, and it's a classic. It demonstrates the problem we have in our government. This guy left private practice in 2004, and since 2004, he has been the executive director and general counsel of the Judicial Standards Commission. And he left there, and he went, and he became...
So basically, he couldn't hack it as a private attorney, so he went and he got a job with the government. David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think that, you know, if he were to actually go through these court cases, if he were to bring some sort of case against the government saying... And I deserve an answer, and I have these questions, I'm a taxpayer, and I've got, you know, that kind of position. I think that ultimately what would likely be ruled in that case is that you have a right to ask the government questions, but they have no obligation to provide you with the answers. Now, there are, of course, certain statutes that have Freedom of Information Act, and they are obligated to provide information.
3 months after the fact.
In certain circumstances, under certain parameters. But generally, you calling somebody, yeah, you have the right to pick up the phone and talk to your supposed representatives, your supposed servants in government. But as they are, you know, making it quite clear, they don't have to actually speak back. And this is what there was an organization. What the hell were they called? It was like the mid-aughts or the early aughts, where there was this. I think it's called We the People. There was this organization, like, you know, one of these kind of patriot groups.
Similar to We Are Change. I'm somewhat familiar with them.
Before We Are Change.
You know, might have been type, right? Like the video, yeah. Citizen activism journalism.
They might have inspired We Are Change to some extent. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of video back then, necessarily. Anyway, the We Are Change, or not We Are Change, We the People organization, they sued. on behalf of this idea that they wanted to get questions answered. So they kept sending the series of questions to representatives, so-called representatives. And the questions were like, is the income tax voluntary? That was one of the questions. So they wanted to get these questions answered in like an actual responsive way. And so they sent them to, like, you know, the heads of the IRS, the, you know, these various different U.S. representatives and senators, and they're just trying to get somebody to come out and answer these questions for them. And so they took the First Amendment, which actually has the right to petition for redress of grievances. That's one of the you know, few different things that are supposedly enshrined and protected by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And they took this all the way to the Supreme Court in D.C., and they had the Supreme Court rule that, yes, you do have a right to petition your government for redress, but the government has no obligation to actually give you an answer. So that was the Supreme Court's opinion. Was,
doesn't seem like the government has much of an obligation to do anything.
No, they don't.
What's the point of that part being in the Bill of Rights if we're not going to do anything about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. This is the same thing like with the police not having any obligation to protect you. It's like,
yep,
what's the point of the police if they're not obligated to protect you?
The point is to protect and serve the state. That's the point of the police. They're not protecting and serving you.
Right.
And the Constitution.
There weren't any police around when the Constitution was written.
That's true. The Constitution is just cover for the violence of the state.
Mm.
That's all it is. It's just a flowery, nice-sounding document.
Well, hold on now. I mean, so the Constitution, yeah, I mean, in that case, you're right, because we're talking about the Bill of Rights, which is the, you know, the amendments. That was the only part of the, that's like the freedom part of
the
our
Bill
government.
Of Rights.
But, yeah, so the Constitution is just the way that the, you know, it's the way that the government's going to work, right? I mean,
supposedly, yeah. It's an instruction
book
for the government.
Exactly. And so I think it was put in there just because the government wasn't able to directly collect taxes, and that's how it made a centralized federal government, because the Continental Army threatened to mutiny because the Federalist senators told them to, and they would get what they want. And, yeah, basically we have the Constitution because there was a conspiracy, a coup at the foundation of a country.
Right. So they would
say conspiracy. That's
their argument would be, well, if the founders intended for the government to actually answer your questions, they would have written that in there.
Yes.
So, and again, this is all up to the interpretation of the 9 men and women that make up the Supreme Court. So they get to, as often as they want, reinterpret the words that originally were written.
And they do, and they reinterpret things in such ways that there are drastic impacts on everybody.
Sure. We got more on the way here on the potential takedown of Tor nodes, because if they're going to make Tor illegal, it would be hard to detect the users using Tor, but a little bit easier to detect where the nodes are located, perhaps. And we can continue with your calls and thoughts, and you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want here in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you dial in right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Discord. On-air call-in line rooms open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And Chris.
As the viewer count on our Twitch stream is increasing to an unusually high level, I suspect people are gearing up for the upcoming She-Male versus Nazi event that will be airing on Twitch. And it'll also be on LRN.FM as an audio simulcast, so stay tuned if you're on our audio streams there, or hop on over to twitch.lrn.fm. You can watch it live as long as it lasts, and we have no idea how long it's going to last as far as, you know, will they pull the plug in the middle of the broadcast. So stay tuned to that. We've got this story about the Tor crackdown, or the potential crackdown against Tor. We'll get into that, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Let's go to the phones and to Sarah on the line in New Mexico. It's an all-New Mexico hour here. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to say that, I mean, to improve bicycle safety, maybe even took on those four-way stop, what do you call that, blind intersections, where there's four stop signs in all corners.
I don't think that's called a blind intersection. That's just a four-way stop.
Yeah, they took one of those smaller intersections, and they actually put, like, concrete medians so that the bicyclist could slip through, but the cars could only turn right. So when you get to the intersection as a car on your right-hand turn lane, there's the stuff, the concrete stuff in the middle only bicyclists could slip through. All you could do is turn right and go to the next street to go north or south or wherever you go.
Okay.
And so
I'm not real clear on exactly what kind of picture you're trying to paint here of these intersections, but you're saying that you believe that they're protecting bicyclists from cars with these concrete barriers?
Yeah, there's a concrete, like a centerpiece,
Have you ever ridden a bicycle?
Oh, I've ridden a bicycle when I was a teenager.
I see. But you walk everywhere now. You walk and ride the bus.
Right.
That's nice of you to be concerned for those people on bicycles. It's very nice of you to have empathy for those folks.
But, you know, I'm quite perplexed that they wielded enough power to turn some of these small intersections, the four-way stops, into these bicycle havens.
Does it make you feel excited, the idea of wielding power?
Well, it's just that I'm just amazed that these improvements are happening, but it's amazing that the drivers would...
Didn't you call in last night to take credit for it? Didn't you call last night to say that it was actually because of your calls to talk radio is why they're putting in these so-called improvements?
Well, I believe that it really helped. A little bit, small increments, a couple of people listening to me, some bicyclists out there in New Mexico... You know, they get when they listen to me, they'll push for these kind of stuff. Because they get inspired when they hear other people talking about it.
You know what? I don't deny you're right.
I have a question for Sarah. Please. So, Sarah, one thing that President Trump's been promising was a big infrastructure investment in the United States. If he ran on that for his 2020 campaign, would you vote for him? Like fixing the roads and all the stuff you've been talking about?
Well, what he's talking about is demolishing the Amtrak rail lines and then building more freeways. That's what the infrastructure that...
Who's talking about getting rid of Amtrak? I'm sorry, what was the name?
He's all about...
I asked about Trump.
Oh, Trump? Trump wants to get rid of Amtrak?
This is the first I've heard of it. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's a gigantic state boondoggle.
When Trump says infrastructure, he wants to build more freyways.
Hey, sweet. Rail news. Trump budget slashes funding for Amtrak's long-distance service.
So aren't those privatized businesses in the United States and the government rents?
Amtrak is not a private business.
It's not. Okay.
That is a government-run
That's interesting.
Passenger rail. I don't know if there are competing passenger rails out there. I don't think that there are. I think Amtrak's basically the only one, but I could be wrong about that. I'm in no way a train fanatic.
Oh, the rail lines are owned privately, but the train Amtrak is probably...
Government run. That's probably what it is.
Because my understanding is we do the reverse in the United States. The government basically subsidizes or controls the passenger trains,
mm-hmm.
but the tracks are not. And in Europe, it's the exact opposite, where the state owns the tracks, but then there's private enterprise that owns the trains.
Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. President Donald Trump's fiscal year 2020 budget, according to Progressive Railroading, who knew that was a thing, submitted yesterday calls for restructuring Amtrak and slashing the railroad's budget to emphasize shorter distance routes. Now, of course, that's not the right way to approach it. If Trump actually wanted to do the right thing here, what he should do is cut Amtrak loose, make it into its own private agency, not related to the government, not getting funding from the government,
but
not getting bailouts.
But it would fail then.
Good. Let it fail if that's what it's intended to do.
And, you know, little Jared Kushner Wormtongue won't let him do that probably, so we're not going to see anything.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's in the pocket of his own son-in-law.
Well, no, I mean, he's the advisor, right? Jared, like, everything that Jared and Ivanka are pushing gets mm-hmm. done, mm-hmm. while all the stuff that, like, you know, they hated Steve. Like, what was it? Jared Kushner apparently, Chris Christie was going to be the vice president, his vice, instead of Pence. But Kushner, because Chris Christie went after Kushner's father for some misdeeds or something.
As a prosecutor?
Yeah. He put the kibosh on it. So, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris. Back to your article.
Yeah, let's get back to Tor, potential crackdown.
I've got one last line I think we can get in before the show's over. Tor and the dark web should be made illegal and inaccessible in Europe. Also, most of those who access the dark web are actual or potential criminals who need to be stopped before they harm anyone. Potential criminal. In other words, basically what he's saying.
Thought crime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Scary. It's amazing what these politicians think.
They're not thinking that hard, obviously, but yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Stupid. Amazing and stupid. Because as you've already pointed out, Tor is useful for people who want to undermine corrupt governments. You know, the Iranian government, for instance. Everybody hates them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be banning the people who could help those.
It's what Tor was designed for. Right. It's designed for activists. It's designed for rape victims. It's designed for people, who actually are victims. And yet the government wants to take this tool away. And it was also, humorously, designed for the Navy. Mm. And the Navy needs people who are not the Navy and other, organizations to use it in order for it to even work for the government.
So if they're going to, if they're talking about they believe that everybody that uses Tor is a criminal or a potential criminal, then that's what they're going to turn them into if they make it illegal.
Yeah.
Because then
yeah.
if you are in Europe yeah. and you're using Tor, you will then be breaking the law.
The humorous thing about that is it's designed to thwart governments passing laws against it. Like that's what mm-hmm. That's what it does. It's designed to work in places like Iran and China and places that.
But now wait, can't you determine where the nodes are? When you're looking at Tor,
doesn't it show you
the addresses?
It will show you all the nodes. So you
can see the countries there?
You can block the nodes, but the problem is there's something called a bridge. And so people will use bridges to countries that... And the bridges we don't know about, right? The government doesn't know about these bridges.
What is a bridge in the parlance of Tor?
Basically, it connects you to a node that is not public, okay? So the government, the ISP, does not know you're connecting to Tor because you're doing it indirectly, sort of.
Okay.
And it's sort of like if you were to use a VPN first and then connect to Tor outside the United States. Or, I'm sorry, outside of the country.
So are you saying that somebody could run a Tor node in Europe non-publicly and be listed on these bridges?
That's a good question. Yeah, they could potentially run a bridge. Sure. I don't see why not, because as a bridge, potentially there's a little bit of risk because if you run a bridge and the government gets your bridge, right, it gets lent out to somebody and that person's the government, so to speak, they could maybe then go after you because it's illegal to run Tor, right?
Hmm.
But, it's certainly going to add risk to the node operators, but not necessarily to the users.
It's a concerning, regression, if you want to call it that, in technology because they've already gone after Ross Ulbricht for being a drug kingpin for simply running a Tor website here in the United States. Now you're talking about outlawing the entire protocol itself. I don't know if that's the right term. I think it is. Basically, it's a platform.
That's
on
what
which
they're arguing.
Building.
And it's not just Tor. They're talking about the dark web in general. So Tor
is
just
there are other alternatives,
thing, right?
There's I2P. Isn't that one?
There's I2P. There's Freenet.
Freenet.
That's a very old one also.
Yeah.
So certainly there are others, and they would all be
illegal if this goes through.
Yeah. So if people are interested
if this goes through in European Union, it's going to go through somewhere else too.
Oh, yeah. And if you're interested in hearing more, check out freedomdecrypted.com tomorrow, 5 o'clock.
Eastern time.
Eastern.
Yeah, check him out over there. And check out Vincent on his show, Questioning Authority.
Tomorrow night.
Over at 10 p.m. Eastern time on LRN.FM and on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. Stay tuned if you're on the audio streams. We're going to go live there and on twitch.lrn.fm with Shemale versus Nazi in just minutes.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.